Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Hagar returned to Abram's encampment, and when her time came, Ishmael was born. In the last verse of Genesis 16, we're told that Abram was now 86 years old. More time passes. When chapter 17 opens, he's now 99. It's been almost 25 years since God promised him a son. And Ishmael, God makes it clear, was not the son of God's promise. The Lord then announces that both Abram and Sarah are going to have their names slightly adjusted. From now on, Abram would be Abraham. Sarai would be Sarah. In the Hebrew language, not obvious in English, the change in each name is made by inserting a single letter, and that letter the same in both names, the letter He. The Jewish rabbis have had great debates about the significance of this, wondering if God was honoring them by adding the letters from his own name, Yahweh. This much we know. In preparation for this son to be born, when normally we're thinking about names for the child, God is thinking about new names for the parents. The man formerly known as Abram, meaning High Father, will now be called Abraham, or Father of a Multitude. For, as the Lord says, quote, I have made you a father of many nations, verse 5. Similarly, we read of his wife. As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be from her. Verses 15 and 16. The stage was now almost set for the arrival of the Son of Promise, but not quite. If you're going to work with God, here's the key, found in Hebrews 10, verse 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.